Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Timothy 3 talks about ministers, elders in the church, and ministers said they must be lovers of hospitality.
Yeah.
Another one says must enjoy having guests, must be able to teach, must love all that is good and fair. You know, the Bible said in 1 Peter, be hospitable one to another without complaining. Open your homes without complaining. Cheerfully share your home with those who need a meal or a place to stay. Offer hospitality without grumbling. Who just pulled up in the drive? Oh, grumble, grumble. It's so-and-so and all nine of their kids. I ain't got a thing in the house to fix. Grumble, grumble. Sin. That's sin. Is it not? I lost you on that, I guess. When the Lord specifically tells you don't do something and you do it, what would you call it? It's sin. It's plain ignoring and casting aside the written word of God. No, I don't care how you feel. If you have to take some toothpicks and prop up the corners of your mouth, you go, hi, y'all come on in. Glad to see you. Somebody said, that's just being a put on. No, will to do it no matter how you feel, and your feelings will change.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Decide to do it. Decide to obey the word because Jesus said so.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible also, I mean, referring exactly, go back to Genesis. You still got your place there, I guess, in 18. Hebrews is referring exactly to this passage when it says, be careful, be watchful to entertain strangers.
Yes.
Why? Because some have entertained angels unaware. See, Abraham did not know who these guys were. That's what that verse is talking about. He just saw some people coming, knew they was out on the road and been dry, and out there was nowhere to rest, and he ran out there. 99 years old, a-running. Ran out there. He said, hey, fellas, glad y'all came by. Come on in here and get out of the sun. Right? He ran to meet them. He bowed himself. Verse 4. He said, let a little water, I pray you, be fetched. We'll wash your feet. And rest yourselves under the tree. See, foot washing has become a religious ritual. It was always hospitality. Did you hear me? That's what it was. It was an act of love. It was an act of receiving somebody, making them feel special.
Yeah.
Come on in here. Hallelujah. So many things are coming up in my heart while I'm thinking about this.
Yeah.
He said, let a little water be fetched you. We'll get you some bread, too. Comfort your hearts. Then you can pass on. For that's why you come through here. And they said, well, go ahead. Do what you've said. And Abraham hasted. He ran over to Sarah, who was a wonderful cook. And he said, Sarah, let's hurry real quick and get 3 measures of fine meal and fix it. Let's make some of your special cat head biscuits. And then Abraham ran out to the herd. Because, see, he had grain fed. Angus. He had the best of everything. He was a multi-billionaire. And he had a man who was a full-time butcher. And he said, get this one right here. Right here. That's one of the best I got. And let's fix these folk your best veal piccata. And I mean, do it up right. Fresh. Don't get no fresher. And then he took butter and milk and the calf he had dressed and he set it before them. And he stood by them, I guess, while they're sitting and eating. Here's the multi-billionaire the extremely rich, the man with the blessing, standing up, kind of waiting on these guys. I know his servants are doing it, but he's standing up making sure everything's okay. What kind of man can God bless like this? What kind of woman can God bless? Are you seeing this? And they did eat. Oh, glory to God. I know my grandmother, till the day she went home, she loved people to come to their house. And she wouldn't sit down. We'd have 45 things on the table. And she'd think of something else. Oh, I bet you'd want to bite of this. And she goes and fixes. And we could, Mama, that's what we called her. Mama, we don't have any room on the table and we're full. She said, yeah, but you'd like this. You'd like this. And so, I mean, just everywhere. Food. Hospitality. How y'all stay and spend the night? They had 1.5 bedrooms. And invite 20 people to stay. Why? Have you ever heard of pallets? You might know what a pallet is. There's one reason why people are not hospitable today. There's more than one reason, but I'm talking about one of the reasons. Pride. One, the biggest one is not pride. The biggest one is just selfishness. People don't want to fool with you. They're too busy and they ain't got time. They ain't got really want to spend money on you. Selfishness, which is absolutely ungodly, unchristian. But then also, pride. People don't want you to see how they live. A lot of times they're pretending like they're more well off than they are. So they don't want you to come to their house and see how they really live. And that keeps people from being a blessing like they should. When Phyllis and I first got to Ramah, I'll never forget it. We didn't know a soul out there. I mean, not a person. And the first time we'd been away from home, it was days and days. We couldn't find a place to stay. We're spending our registration money on the cheapest motel room we can find. And our soul is being tried. We finally, by the grace of God, found a little apartment that was furnished in the rough part of town. I tell you how rough it was. The night we moved in, the motorcycle gang that lived in the building next door siphoned all the gas out of our vehicles as a welcome sign. But when we got in, the people that lived right across from us, never forget it, Jim and Tortilla, that's their names, they came and they said, hi, guys, introduced themselves. And I mean, both of us lived in a little bitty place. And the furniture was not second hand. It was like 10th hand or something like that. Yeah. And they said, what'd they say? We got on a fresh pot of beans and cornbread. Would y'all like to have some? I tell you what, I don't think I've ever had beans and cornbread that tasted so good. I was hungry. And it wasn't just the beans and cornbread. It was a friendly face. In a city where you knew nobody. You understand what I'm saying? I know a minister friend of mine. The Lord had dealt with me about tightening our belt financially and selling some stuff and so we could give more. And we had done without some things for years. And the Lord had released me to get a better car. I've always liked sports car. And I got a used Corvette that was just primo, nice, but it was wonderful, amazing deal. And this friend of mine found out about it. He met me at the place where I was getting it. He said, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. And he gave me a jacket, a Corvette jacket. And he said, you got to come home with me. I said, okay. So we came and he said, now just sit right here. He pulled up a chair. He said, sit right here. He said, now boys, talking about his boys. He said, y'all wash that car and wax it for him. Me and him going to sit here and watch.
Hallelujah.
I started to get up and help. He said, no, I don't help. I said, that's what I made them boys for. He said, and you know, that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Instead of the kids sitting down.
That's right.
Did you hear me? And the parents running around doing everything.
Amen.
This is not right.
Amen.
And boy, they made us sandwiches. And I sat there with a big sandwich and I sat there with a big glass iced tea. He said, man, that's a pretty car. Look at that car. And they're revving it and waxing it. He said, boys, you missed a spot right over there. Well, it made getting the car 10 times as much fun. Anybody with me? You know what I'm talking about? Because he made a big deal out of it. He paid for the wax. He paid for all the stuff. He made me a sandwich.
Praise God.
That happened years ago. I remember it just like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Hospitality.
Yes.
Everybody say hospitality.
Hospitality.
Hospitality. And while they're sitting there, these guys have had them a big meal of fresh homemade biscuits, fresh veal and everything else. The angel of the Lord. See, some have entertained angels without knowing him. He said, can I hide from my friend Abraham about, you know, what's going to happen here? Before he said that, he talked to him about Sarah having the baby. Wonder if he just let him pass on by. I said, wonder if he just said, you know, I'm too busy. I haven't got time for people today. Would he have heard these things? Would it have happened the same way? After the meal, he tells him about Sarah having a child about this time next year. And Isaac was born. When they got ready to go, Abraham gets up and walks with them. You ever been with people? After you say bye, they walk out of the house. Follow you to the car. That's godly. Somebody said, well, that's southern. No, it's godly. Godly. Abraham did it. He's walking with them. He said, well, I'll walk with you a little ways while you get started. And while they're walking, the angel of the Lord, he says, can't hide from my friend Abraham what's going to happen here. Wonder what if he hadn't walked with him? What if he hadn't went outside? He told him about Sodom and Gomorrah. Gave him an opportunity to intercede. My, my, my. What kind of man did God know? What kind of God did Abram know? Abraham knew a God who was the blesser. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He knew a God who made him rich. Somebody say, that's my God.
That's my God.
He knew a God who protected him. Restored everything that was lost to him. And he knew a God who was faithful. Everybody say faithful. Faithful to let him know what was going on. Faithful to give him a chance to pray about his kinfolks being spared in judgment. How many know wealth is a lot more than money?
Yes.
Being truly rich is a lot more than having a lot of money.
Yeah.
This is being rich.
Yes.
When you're so close to God, when your relatives get in trouble, he tells you about it. Gives you a chance to pray for them and cause it to stop. Oh, my, 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 my. This is rich.
Yeah.
This is truly rich.
Yeah.
What kind of man did God know? He knew a man who was obedient. He knew a man who was unselfish. He knew a man who was a tither. Right? And he knew a man who was hospitable.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The God of Abraham, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-326. That's R-326, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me the victory through my Lord.